Okay, Gvirotai Rabotai, we are trying to learn. We're trying to learn Yerideya, and we're in the middle of Simin Peifes. And what I want to talk about with you today is the end of Peifes regarding the Isser of Ha'ala'a. And we will then hopefully get into the Isser of the Isra of Hamtana, or the requirement of Hamtana between Basar and Cholov. So the Mechaber tells us in Peches Se'if Beis that the Isra of Ha'ala'a is Davka when you have Shnei B'nei Adam HaMakirin Ze'ezeh, Afilahim Makpidim Ze'ezeh. Right? The Isra of Ha'ala'a is when the two people know each other even if they don't like each other. But Achsena'im, who are not Makir Ze'ezeh, is Mutter. First Ha'ara, just, I saw in that Kinyan Deya Sefer. If you remember the Shach, in his discussion about whether the Isser of Ha'Allah applies to Basar Isser, let's say. So the Shach quoted from a Rush regarding the Darim, right? And the Shach quoted that the Rush says that by Nedarim it's Mutter because Sonim Ze'ezeh. Sonim Ze'ezeh means that they hate each other. So it's a nice idea that the Rush has, but l'chaira it's against Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you have people who know each other, but are makbid ze'al ze'ah, there still is an Isra ha'ala'a, no? The only heter ha'ala'a is when they are not makirim ze'ah ze'ah. So if that's the case, how can we possibly explain that Rush that Sainim Ze'ese is Mutter? Al Karchacha Sainim is more, as we would say in Yiddish, more animus. Right? That's like animus. It's like an English word. There's like more animus for the Sainim Ze'ese than there is by Makbidim. But Eze Gevul Yesh Ladovar, I mamish don't understand the Rush. The Kinyan Deya raises this question, and I think it's a powerful question that the Rush is against Shulchan Aruch. If anyone has a Mahalach, I'd appreciate it. I don't have a approach here. Okay, let's go on in Shulchan Aruch. If they are makir ze'ezeh, so then there's going to be a iser. But if you make a heker, and that lashon of heker is an important lashon, they make a heker. For example, each one eats on his own mappa, or they put some pas beinehem. So in that case, it's going to be mutter ad kan. So how come the mechaber is megal when you have a heker? This is two opinions in the Tosfos on Kuf Zayin on the base, and it's not so pasha to be megal. You see, the Gemara tells me that the iser is lo asur ella b'tfisa achas, which means ke'en tfisa achas, right? That's what the Gemara says on Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. So what does tfisa achas mean? So Tosis has two comments on what tfisa, or two possible explanations as to what tfisa achas means. The first is that we explain tfisa achas based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah regarding Arvnei Markulis. Right, they had this Avodah Zarah, this Getchka, called Narkulis, that people used to like throw stones at it, and any stone that was thrown to the Narkulis would become Osir, and any stone that's found within shooting range, so to speak, of Narkulis is presumed to be an Evan that's Osir. But Zok the Gemara, if you have a Har, if you have like, it probably doesn't mean like a full-fledged mountain, it probably means like some mound, some interruption between them, then it's going to be permitted. Right? In other words, then I don't assume that the stone is a Markulis stone. And the Lashon HaGemara is Tfisa Achas versus Shtei Tfisais. So the Bali HaTosis in the first explanation are saying that Tfisa Achas means that the din of, or the requirement for, let me say it better, the iser of ha'ala'a, when the people are makirim ze'ezeh, only applies when it's tfisa achas, meaning if there is something that is between them, something that's the equivalent of a gova, beini beini, so in that case it's going to be mutter. That's the first opinion in Tosfos. The second opinion in Tosfos takes tfisa achas in the sense of tfusas Habayis. Right? Tfusas Habayis is like in Baba Basra. In terms of when Yarshim inherit money, so the inheritance goes to this thing called Tfusas Habayis, which is basically like what we would call in English the estate. And the Achim have to divide up the Tfusas Habayis among themselves. That's basically all of Yesh Nochan. A chunk of Yesh Nochan. Now, what Tosfos means in the second Perush is that Tfisa Achas means the only time it's going to be Usur is when it's not just people who know each other, but it's people who are mamish mikuravim in the sense of they're like brothers, they are sharing an inheritance, there's Tfisa Achas. Right? So the second Perush in Tosfos is really modifying what Makirim Ze'ezem means, modifying it that it's not just if I know you, right? I know lots of people, but I don't have any brothers in this world, no? I don't have a single brother on this planet. I have one sister, that's it. So, according to Tosfos' second Perush, right, there is no heter of a hecker at all. There's no heter if you have something that is mafsik, because the heter of mafsik is only based on the understanding of Tfisa Achas based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that's like within the same region. But if I understand Tfisa Achas based on the Gemara in Baba Basra of Tfusas Habayis, so there's no heter of heker at all. So the Achronim all ask on the Mechaber, dear Mechaber, why on earth are you so easily assuming that there's a heter of a heker? L'cha'ira, heker is only permitted according to the first opinion in Tosfos. Now, the pashtus is that the Mechaber just felt that the second opinion in Tosfos is a little bit difficult. The second, because the Gemara kept on speaking about makirim, 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 to say that makirim only means brothers who mamish know each other, so Ken Zayn that the Mechaber felt that that approach is difficult, and therefore he passed in like the first day in Tosfos. Aval, adayin, yeshla agin, how come we are so easily rejecting the second opinion of Tosfos? That's the kasha that everyone asks. Now, I should point out also, and we'll come back to this in a few minutes, when you read the Tosfos slowly and carefully on Kuzayin Amud Beis, Tosfos never once mentions the word heker. Did you notice that? What's the term that Tosfos uses? Hefsek. Hefsek is different than heker, no? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah means that you have a gova beini beini, no? You have like a mound between them, right? That was the word. I said mountain before. I forgot the word mound. You have a mound between them. That's the difference. But the notion of a heker that the Mechaber is bringing up does not have any relevance at all in that Tosfos on Kuf Zayin. And this could lead us in the direction that Elijah Kramer of Vilna goes. Right, the Goyin, 1720 to 1797, he was called the Goyin because he was kind of smart. If you want to know how smart he was, in 1856, there was a sefer called the Aliyos Eliyahu that was printed, which are mamish chasidish and ma'isim about the Gra. Right? Anyone who thinks that only chasidim have these stories about how the Rebbe was mamish, like the smartest person ever, and at age three he was solving every riddle, right? The biggest chasidish ma'isim ever is found in the Aliyos Eliyahu of the Gra. Right? You should read the book. It's really an impressive sefer. It's kedai to read. So the Goyin over here, in particular, the Likut in Eis Beis. So the Goyin first points out, Ayin Mashakasavdi b'makom acher, dezehu l'pirish rishon shel Tosfos v'Rashi Mordechai, l'pirish hasheni osar. Right, so first the Goyin points out, he writes, Ayin Mashakasavdi b'makom acher, I don't know what the Goyin means by that, by the way. Look at this that I wrote somewhere else, I'm not sure what he's referring to, because the previous Gra doesn't say that. So I don't know what he means. But okay, we'll leave that point. He says that this is not true in according to the second Perush of Tosfos. And then he comes up, he says that maybe it's really based on a totally different Gemara. Maybe the idea of Heker is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel. rather than based on Chul and Daf Kuf Zayin. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, right, the Mishnah over there says that Lo Yolka Hazav and Hazava, right? That there's an issa for a Zav to eat with a Zava. You see, it's Masechta Shabbos. So first we say that there's such a thing as a gezeira, that on Erev Shabbos I'm not supposed to go out into the street carrying stuff, because I might come to carry on Shabbos. Ki yotzei bozeh, right? It's like a very, very funny parallel, but as I state in Mishnah, ki yotzei bozeh lo yochal hazavim hazava. And in the middle of that Gemara, the Gemara has a shayla, can a Baal sleep in the bed with Ishto Nida when they are both dressed? Hu bevigdo vihi bevigdo. That's a shayla in the Gemara. And the Gemara wants to tzushtel the Mishnah of the Gemara wants to tzushtel our case of the Basar and Cholav on the table at the same time, the Isra Ha'ala'a. And the Gemara says, no, you can't sushtel the Isra Ha'ala'a, because by the Isra Ha'ala'a, Deos Ika Shinui Leka. Masha Ein Kain, in the case of Lishon and Ishto Nida, to sleep in the same bed as your wife when she's a Nida, where the Gemara says there is Deos and Ika Shinui. Right? In other words, the Gemara is saying that there's a kula, perhaps there's a kula, Gemara entertains, that we can't derive from our case of halav by basar b'cholav, because maybe the heter only exists when it's ikka deyos and ikka shinoi. When there's both deyos and shinoi, which is the case of nida, that there is deyos, they're both sentient people, and there is shinoi, that the fact that they're sleeping, hu bevigdoi, hi bevigdoi, apparently that's an unusual way to sleep, right? Bizman ha-gemara. So there's deyos and shinoi, and can't compare it to our Mishnah, our Gemara in Chulin. That's what the Gemara says. So comes along the Goyin, and l'cha'ora, he says that you see from that Gemara that the only reason why we would aser ha'ala'a by basar b'cholav is because there's no shinui. But if you would have a shinui, apparently it's the same thing as a heker, then it would be mutter. That l'cha'ora is what the Gon says, no? Aval, let me let you process it for a second. Okay, good. Aval neshamat ha'she'ela, that doesn't really make sense. Because the maskana of the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel is that it's usur to sleep in the bed with your wife, hu bevigdo vehi bevigdo. No? When your wife's a neither, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed. So l'cha'ora, the whole raya of the Gra is based on counterfactual history. Right? Because the Gra is saying, oh, you see in the Gemara that there's a heter when the ikka deyos ve'ikka shinui.
Doesn't the Gra mention this to
himself? Yes. So the Gra himself wrecked this kasha, and the Gra answers that, you know what? Not so difficult. Because the Gemara only asers sleeping in the bed with your wife when she's a nida, because Rabbi, what's his name? Repada or something, Rabbi Pedas. Rabbi Pedas says, Leich, Leich, Amrin, Nazira, Sfar, Sfar, Nekamaloi, Tikrav. We basically say that there's an Isser of Lo Sukrivu Legalos Erva, that you can't come, actually it's against Rabbi Pedas, whatever. The Gemara says that we're going according to the opinions that there's an Isser of Lo Sukrivu, and that's why we ask her being in the bed with your wife when she's a nida. But if not for the Isser Lo Sikrivu, says the Goyin, it would have been mutter whenever it's ikka deyos or ikka shinui. Consequently, in our case, where it is basar v'cholav on the table, and it's ikka deyos or ikka shinui, so it's going to be mutter. Right? So basically, the fascinating idea of the Goyin, and this, by the way, is like, I'd say classical Litvishal learning, that you have a din, and you ignore what the classical poskim say about how you got to that din. No? The Gaon over here is totally ignoring the Beis Yosef, all the Rishonim that are quoted, who are only being mefalpa in Chulin, Kuf Zayin, and the Gaon says, I could say better, I have Shabbos Yud Gimel. And Shabbos Yud Gimel is the Raya that Shinoi helps, and this solves our problem, because we had a problem, how come you're only picking on the first day of Taisus, what happened to the second day of Taisus? Answers the Gra, no problem at all, Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel solves the problem. Wow. Not bad, no? The Gaon hits a home run. So, Lecha Ora, if the Gaon is correct, that our din of Heker in the Mechaber is based on Shabbos Yud Gimel, we can answer our Kasha from the Taisus. We ask that Taisus says, Hefsek is a Kula. Right? And you see in Shulchan Aruch, you don't see the word Hefsek, you see the word Heker. If I see the word Heker, where does that come from? Teretz says Heker is the same as Shinui in Shabbos Yud Gimel, that's a Raya to the Gaon. There is a discussion in the Ba'er Heitev about, let's say, I am eating flesh, and there is no one else with me, and there is milk on the table. Is that permitted or forbidden? No? Can I make a heker in that case? The Chaora, according to the Gaon, it would be forbidden. No? Because the Gaon is only makel based on Shabbos Yud Gimel, which says ikadeos v'ikashinui. No? That means it only helps when there are two people, deos. Now, if you're going to be a schizophrenic and you in your own mind have two deos, so then maybe there's a kula, but in that case also, you're probably a shaita and these dina probably don't apply to you. So, I always wanted to do that, to like write a sefer, a schizophrenic or a halacha. Right? When you have two different levels of das in the same, wouldn't that be awesome? Okay, whatever. Don't think about it, I'll make you dizzy. But these are the types of things I think about late at night when I'm drunk. Okay, right there. Now, another ha'ara, I think, is as follows. If the Gaon is correct, that we're learning from the sugya of Shabbos, so then one could argue that all you need is a heker. You need just some reminder, some mental note. The Dake Moshe is quoted over here in the Shach that it has to be something that has gova ktsas. Notice that in the Shach and the Taz, one of the people on the page quotes in the Dake Moshe that the only kula that you have is when the item has a little bit of height. If it's a thin thing, it doesn't help. Mashallah mahadar adome, very often, like by nida, we assume that the best thing to do to create the heker is you take off your ring, or the wife takes off her ring and puts it down. And that creates the heker between the Baal and Ishto Nida. We're eating together on the table, which in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Tzadihei, we assume that that's also aser. We just put a ring down on the table, that would be okay. Nonetheless, one could argue that that's not going to be okay according to the Gemara in Chulin, that's understood by Taisus. According to the Balei HaTaisus, you need Gova Ktzas. Right, that's really what the Dake Moshe is quoting. Right, you need Gova Ktzas. But if the Gaon is right, that all you need is a Shinui, so then it doesn't have to be gova ktsas. No? The Chaora, this is what we should permit. It's the Taz of Katan Dalad in the name of the Dake Moshe. Okay, whatever. Now, the din of Heker comes up, as we mentioned, one other place in Shulchan Aruch, and that's in Yerideya Kuf Tzadihei, that I'm not supposed to eat with my wife when she's in Nida, unless we have a heker. And there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ra'ivid. Does that mean that we're not supposed to eat from the same plate? or does that mean that we're not supposed to eat at the same table? But halacha l'may, so we assume that when you're eating at the same table and you have a heker, that that serves as permission for eating together at the same shulchan. Now, the Sidrei Tahara in Kuf Tzadi Hesef Katin Zayin, or you know what? Let's start with the different Sidrei Tahara. We start with Kuf Tzadi Hey Sif Katin Hey in the Sidrei Tahara. Sidrei Tahara says, I don't understand. How come we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that I'm not supposed to eat at the same table with my wife when she's a nida unless I have a heker? The Gemara never says that. The Gemara says that a heker helps for being in the same bed. No? Were it not for the din of Lo Sikrivu, so then we'd say Ikadeos or Ikashinoi, and heker helps for the bed. But the bed, let's be honest, is closer to the real Isser of Nida than the kitchen. No? Than when you're eating together. So the Sidrei Tahara in Sif Katin Hey is bothered by this kasha. How come we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, I'm not allowed to sit at the table with my wife, I'm not allowed to eat with my wife, and she's a nida, l'cha'ora, there's no raya to that idea from the Gemara, because the Gemara only says that we shouldn't be in the same bed together. Mr. Hurwitz, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so that's a kasha. So the Sidrei Tahara points out that the Raivan in the Sefer Bali HaNefesh is bothered by this kasha. And he says that l'cha'ora, the proof is not from not being in the same bed, but it's from the Hemsheich HaMishnah in Shabbos over there, and the Hemsheich HaGemar Daf Yud Gimel, that speaks about that a person who's makbid on Tumah Tahara should not eat at the same table with someone who's not makbid on Tumah Tahara. And that's really the raya. We're not talking about the bed, right? We're not really talking about nida, we're talking about Tumah Tahara, and a heker helps in that scenario. That's what the Balei HaNefesh of the Raivid says. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. That could be the Perush. Then the Sidrei Tahara in Os Zayin says, one second, I don't understand the Shulchan Aruch for a different reason. Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not supposed to eat with my wife at the same table when she's a nida, unless I have a heker. Says the Sidrei Tahara, l'cha'ira, the Perush of not eating at the same table with your wife is because that's considered a davar shalchiba, no? When your wife is in nida, you're not supposed to express however we define chiba, because that could lead lidei avera. Wonderful, got it. But l'chaira, if it's out chiba, threat the Sidrei Tahara, so there is no kula of heker. You see, heker, or hefsik, right, makes sense as a kula in a situation like Chul and Daf Kuf Zayin. We're eating together, and I'm worried I'm going to eat your food. You're eating basar, I'm eating cholov, I may eat your food. So we have a heker that solves that problem. But if the issue is chiba, so I don't solve any chiba, Frekna Sidrei Tahara, by just putting something on the table. Right? You see, eating together is an intimate act. I don't know how many of you guys have ever been on a date. Probably everybody, no? You've been on a date at some point. The married guys, I hope you've gone on dates at some point. Right? So you get married, that means you went on dates previously. Very often when you go on dates, you go out to eat together, no? What's the lumdus? There is something intimate about eating together. I don't know what it is, I don't understand it, but like eating Fruity Pebbles on your own is not nearly as much of an experience as when you eat Fruity Pebbles with somebody else. Right? There's something to it. But if eating together is considered chiba, so then l'cha'ora, how does the heker answer anything? So the Sidrei Tahara then comes up and he says, you know what? He thinks that maybe the issur of eating with your wife when she's a nida, the issur of eating at the same table, is because we're worried that you're going to eat the same food that she's eating. And there's an issur that I'm not allowed to eat her leftovers, she's not allowed to eat my leftovers. So the idea of the heker is exactly the same as the heker by Basar B'Cholov, which is that it's meant to be a barrier. See, for the Sidri Tahara, if the Isser is out Tzchiba, heker won't help. So he has to come on to a razzle-dazzle mahalach that heker helps, because the Isser is, I might eat her food, she might eat my food, and it's exactly the same as the heker by Basar B'Cholov. Now, our Karkacha, the Sidri Tahara's understanding that by Basar B'Cholov the issue is, I might eat your food, you might eat my food, and what we need is a blockade, something to prevent me from eating your food, which would be along the lines of Chulin Kuf Zayin and the Tosfos, something that has gova. However, if the Gaon is right, that we're really learning from the din of Shinui, not from the din of gova, so I don't need a blockade. If the Gaon is right, how do you understand the din by Nida? Because L'cha'ora, the Sidri Tahara is a very strong kasha, but it's a din of Chiba, how does the heker help? So L'cha'ora, you have to say, and I saw in Rabbi Forrest's book on Hilchos Nida, I believe it's on page 208, but I didn't look it up again. I believe it's on page 208 in Rabbi Forrest's, you know, the big green Bible, Anida. So Rabbi Forrest's book, I think he tries to make the case that maybe the heker helps by Nida as a mental reminder that this is not an intimate meal. You see, sometimes eating is just eating. And sometimes eating can be intimate. How do I know which is which? When I put something on the table as a reminder, that's megala that it is not intimate. That, I think, is the pshat. Now, one could argue, based on what we've got to. You see, what we have is like this. There are three approaches to heker. You could say that the heker, both by Nida and by Basar B'Cholov, has to be a barrier, like the Sidri Tahara takes the approach, and the heker, in both cases, is to prevent me from eating your food. We could say, like I would argue the Gaon is saying, that the heker by Nida and Basar B'Cholov, in both cases, is just a mental reminder. It's Deos and Shinui, right? Like the Gemara in Shabbos says. Right? We could make that case as well. Or we could say a third approach, which would be that the heker of Basar B'Cholov is fundamentally different than the heker by Nida. That the heker by Basar B'Cholov maybe is a barrier method, pardon the expression, and the heker by Basar B'Cholov is to prevent me from eating your food. But the heker by Nida is not to prevent me from eating your food. The heker by Nida is a way of establishing a mental reminder that this is not an intimate meal. Right? One could argue that heker by Nida is operating based on the Gans in a different lumdis than heker by Basar B'Cholov operates, which would be against the Sidri Tahara and against the Gra, but Nirlofi and Yisdaiti, that this actually might be the MS. You know, the Prima Gaon discusses, let's say I'm sitting at the table and the Cholov is very far away from me. I'm eating a salami sandwich, the Cholov is very far away from me. Maybe is that enough to be mutter? Now, L'cha'ira, if it's based on what I would call barrier method, so that should be a heter. Because it's going to be very hard to reach the food. The Pisrei Tshuva over here in Sifkat and Dalet quotes the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin, by the way, the Masas Binyamin was Binyamin Skolnik. He was a Polish Achron. We assume that he was a legitimate halachic source, no? The Pisrei Tshuva quotes him all the time. Yisuskar Katz, in his Tshuva about breastfeeding in Shul, says that since the Rambam, who quotes this, is based on the Masas Binyamin, and the Masas Binyamin was very controversial in this time, and they found out afterwards that maybe there was like some weird stuff with the Masas Binyamin, so therefore we shouldn't rely on anything that it says in the Masas Binyamin, and that's why I believe in Yisusar Katz's breastfeeding in Shul Tshuva, he argues on the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch, because he says the Ramo is based on Masas Binyamin. Our tradition is that Masas Binyamin is a legitimate halachic sefer. Rabbi Shulman's father wrote his doctoral dissertation on the Masas Binyamin. Yeah. What? Rabbi Kivager quotes him like all the time. Like, it's so hard to say that because we discover historically that somebody was controversial, B'chayov, that therefore we will now reject everything that he wrote. No? The Ramchal was also controversial because the Ramchal was clean shaven. No? If we reject whatever the Ramchal wrote, so then what? We're not going to learn any Musar. I mean, Chas v'Chalil. No, Mesilas Yesharim is a classic. You know, the Rambam was also controversial. No, I mean, like, I don't know. Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Bartishchev was controversial. Like, there's so many controversial people. I don't understand what he's talking about. But the Tshuva of the Masas Binyamin is quoted here by the Pisrei. Tshuva, the Masas Binyamin says that it's going to be mutter if you have B'nai Bayis around. Right? That's what the Pisrei Tshuva quotes in Masas Binyamin. I interest Masas Binyamin, B'emtza HaTshuva, the Masas Shem, the Yesh Gam Achirim, Oichlim, Ashokhan, Zem, Mutter, Af B'lai Heker. Dizel Odif Mi Heker. Now, L'cha'ora, the Masas Binyamin makes sense in the context of Nida. Because in the context of Nidah, what I'm saying is that the meal is intimate. So trust me, any meal that I have with all my kids around and they're throwing the spaghetti and meatballs at each other, that's not intimate. Right? It's just not. However, one could argue that by basa b'cholov, when I'm coming at it from a different direction, when by basa b'cholov I need a barrier to make sure that I don't eat your food, so then l'cha'ira, having B'nai Bayis around, won't help. And if you look in the Badei HaShulchan in the Be'urim, right over here, the Badei HaShulchan points out that if you read the Masas Binyamin only said it le'inyin nida, he didn't say it le'inyin basar chalav klav ikar. And according to our Hesber, it's beautiful. Because what we're saying is that the lumdus of Heker by Basar B'cholov is fundamentally different than the lumdus of Heker by Nida. Yes, it is L'cha'ora against the Gra and against the Sidrei Tahara, but okay. Makom hinichulano. I saw years ago Rabbi Harari. People know Rabbi Harari here from Yeshiva. Rabbi Harari always gets this journal called the Kol Torah, which is like the Aguda of Europe, has a Torah journal or something, right? Kol Torah, Kol HaTorah, or something like that. So, in one of the volumes of the Kol HaTorah that I was reading one day during Chazaras HaShatz, because Rabbi Harari had it by his place, so somebody wrote an article about Heker by Basar B'cholov and by Nida, and he said the Shtikl Torah. There was a guy, I think his name was Rappaport, but I don't remember which edition it was in, which volume, but it's there. I saw it one time during Chazaras HaShatz, so whatever. Okay, bye there. These are things that Rabbi Rosenzweig would never say in Shia, no? He would never say that like I saw it during Chazaras HaShatz. So like, we have to be honest. I'm not saying it's mutter to in during Chazaras HaShatz. I'm just saying that that's when they found it. Okay. What?
I was going
to ask the That's what you're going to ask? Yeah, you should know better than asking those questions. Okay. By the way, in the Megillah Sefer on page 15, he also makes this ha'ara from the Masas Binyamin, the same as what we said. Oh, let's go on. I think this takes us to the end of Pei Ches, and I'd like to move on to Pei Tes. Sound reasonable, gentlemen? Simon Pei Tes is the din of Hamtana between Basar and Chalav. That we know that you can't eat meat and milk together. If you eat meat, the Gemara tells you in Daf Kufhei, Achal Basar, Lo Yochal Chalav. The Gemara has like some story that Anola Hamilsa, I am like Chamra, Chala Lagabe Chamra, I'm like vinegar compared to wine. When daddy would eat meat, he would wait a full day. I'm not so frum as my father. I only wait bein Se'uda, the Se'uda between Basar and Chalav. That's what the Gemara says. So the first hakira, or the first question that everyone asks, is what's the reason for hamtana between basar and chalav? And the Torah tells us that there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam what the reason is. The Rambam in Parates Halacha Chaf Ches, the Rambam says that the reason why you have to wait between basar and chalav is because of the basar bein hashinayim. No? She'eno sar b'kinuach. You have meat that gets stuck in the teeth. So that does not come off when you just eat some food afterwards. So therefore, you have to wait, because if I'll eat the cheese after the meat, I'll be really eating meat and milk together at the same time. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Torah writes, however, that Rashi disagrees with the Rambam, and Rashi says that the reason why you have to wait between basar and chalav is because it's moshech tam. Moshech tam l'cha'ora means... Actually, I was thinking about that this morning, a teeny bit. Last night, on Wednesday nights, I say shir in Stern first, then I go to my shul and I say shir at 9 o'clock. Then I met with some balabatim after 9 o'clock. I come home around 11:15. I'm hungry. I go to Golan and I get a shawarma. And this morning I woke up and I could still taste the geschmack of shawarma. Or the ungeschmack of shawarma. People know what I'm talking about? That's called moshech tam. Right? So Moshech Tam, according to Rashi, Moshech Tam is the reason for Hamtana between Basar and Cholav, and the Torah says that there's a machlokas between the Rashi and the Rambam, and therefore the Torah says that we should be machmir for both shitos, because there would be nafkaminas between the two. Let's say lo ace latinok, let's say if you, a baby, can't eat big pieces of food. Right? So today we kind of make baby food by using a blender. The medieval blender was called your teeth. And what you would do is you would take a piece of meat and you'd chew on it, you'd masticate it until it is like little pieces, and then the baby would eat it. Lo es latinok. So according to the Rambam that we're right about Basar ben Hashinayim, you have to be machmir by lo es latinok. But according to Rashi, that there's a concern of Moshech Tam, apparently Moshech Tam only sets in when you swallow. So the Torah wants to suggest that this is a nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam. And all of this is classical Shtiklach Torah, and there's a whole literature in the Poskim about nafkaminas between Rashi and the Rambam. Let's say I use dental floss. Right, that one the Chaurah permitted according to the Rambam, wouldn't permit it according to Rashi. This is like all classical Torah. Aval hanir lafia niyastaiti, I like bursting bubbles. Hanir lafia niyastaiti, that this is not the pshat in Rashi. Va'afareshet sifati. You see, let's read Rashi on Kuf Hei very carefully. No? Let's read Rashi on Kuf Hei. Shtinki Rashi azoy. Rashi writes, Osir Lecho gavin, if I eat basar, I can't eat cheese. Mishum de basar motzi shuman, because the basar is motzi shuman, right? That sounds exactly like the tour. But then Rashi writes, v'hu nidbak bepeh. V'hu nidbak bepeh doesn't sound like the tour at all. V'hu nidbak bepeh sounds very similar to the Rambam, no? The Rambam says, I'm worried that there's basar bein hashinayim. And Penich Zogin, that's precisely what Rashi is saying also, because Rashi writes, Hu nidbak bepeh, and then Rashi adds, Umarich betamo. So Reb Feivel Cohen Tainas, that what Rashi means is that when you eat basar, there's like what he calls a sechava daka. There's a very thin layer that ends up coating the mouth, and that's the concern, according to Rashi. But L'cha'ayra, right? And it's that sechava daka that is marech tam. But l'cha'ayra, Rashi probably means that there are two reasons. Rashi's probably saying both his reason, what we'd say, and the Rambam's reason. The nidvak bepeh, I would argue, does not sound like it's a sechava daka. Nidvak bepeh probably sounds much more like it is really stuck in the mouth, That's what I would argue. And therefore, Rashi kaner'eh holds of both reasons. Now, this is probably the perush of the Lavosh. If you look in the Shach in Sifkatin Beis, right? So the Shach first tells me that the Tur quotes a machlekes Rashi and Rambam, and then he writes the Halavush Kasav. That here, let's just skip. The Lavush basically writes that by Lo Asoy Latinik you have to wait because Tam Habasar Nishlar Befev. Right? The Lavush writes that when you chew meat Latinik you have to wait because there's going to be Tam. So the Shach says about the Lavush Devar of Tamuhin. That's a Shver Lavush because the Lavush is making a challenge of Rashi's reason and the Rambam's reason. That's the Shach's Kasha. L'cha'ura, what we did by reading the Rashi carefully is that we are defending the Lavush, that Rashi is really holding of both reasons. B'li Neder, we're just like scratching the surface over here, so on Sunday, Amir to Hashem, I want to continue with the reasons of Hamtana, and we should have been in the Kavanah.
Okay.
And not